Its title? Fart, a documentary. And yep, it's everything that title suggests.
Fart. It's the fart movie.
When she farts, it's always funny, even if it smells. When I fart, it's only sometimes funny, depending on a lot of factors.
Well, I thought, at last, somebody's making a film about farting. It's been a long time coming.
3, 2, 1.
All right, Fart, a documentary, was made by Emmy-winning former TV news reporter and producer Troy Hale, who's now a professor of telecommunication, information studies, and media at Michigan State University and director-owner of Tricky Hale Films. Troy, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, the first question, I'm sure you get it a lot, why?
Oh, I'm getting that question a lot. One of the things was, you know, I think some friends and family got together and we just started talking about it, of course, like you do with friends and family. And we were just laughing for about an hour about this. So I kind of thought about that and said, you know, that might make a good film. And of course, that's, you know, that film's been made before, right? It can't be an original idea. And I looked it up and all I could find was some 1990 French television show that had been made about it. So I said, well, you know, this is kind of a unique topic, and I think maybe it would make a good movie.
So what was the goal? What did you want to explore when it came to farting?
Well, for me, I do a lot of series documentaries. You know, with MSU, we've done a lot of really cool films, and I wanted to do something for myself that was a little bit more entertaining, something that was humorous. So I kind of picked the topic, and when I did research on the subject, there's a whole lot of information about farting that you never even knew about. So my research ended up being about 95 pages of a Word document.
My word. That's a lot. I think we're all a little surprised to know there's that much out there about farting.
Surprisingly, yeah. Well, you know, you go on the internet, there's quite a bit of stuff.
And you have in your film the world's only performing flatulist, Mr. Methane from England. He's been on many a shock radio morning show. I know that. Who else do you have in your movie?
Well, we have Jim Dawson. He's an author. He wrote a trilogy of fart books. You know, one fart book wasn't enough, so there was a trilogy of them. We have a doctor in there. We have a humor expert. We have my parents are in there, of course. You know, farting is always, you know, passed down from generation to generation, that kind of humor. So I think most families can kind of relate to that one way or another.
And there is a kind of a great comment in your film that I saw, that farting is the first thing we laugh at, and then for some reason most of us always laugh at farting, although to others it is so offensive. So there's not really a middle ground, is there?
No, but I think to the people that find it offensive, I think deep down inside they still think it's funny. You know, they'll probably seem like they're disgusted about it, leave the room, and just crack up when they get to the kitchen or something. You know?
Why is it so funny to us, do you think? What'd you hear?
Well, it's one of those things we repress. It's one of those things that is not polite in today's society to do it, you know, in public. But when it happens in public, it's so funny because we're so happy it didn't happen to us, you know.
True.
So I think that's part of it.
Is there a difference, did you find out, in the way people react to farting depending on where in the world you live?
You know, the funny thing is what I've found so far is that it seems to be a humorous topic everywhere. And that's really interesting to me because, you know, humor is different in different cultures and different countries. And for some reason, farting is just, it's a funny thing everywhere in the world. And that was really interesting.
Well, one of the things I'm sure that you learned as you kind of dug in and as you were making your documentary on farting is that there's different expectations for men and women. Why is it we expect men to fart and women are supposed to discreetly pass gas?
You know, that is kind of a funny thing. I still don't really know why that is. One of the things that came up in the film was, you know, it's not ladylike to pass gas. And men, it's that kind of locker room humor type thing. But, you know, some of the stats that come out is pretty funny about that. The doctor said that men tend to pass gas more often, but women's gas seems to be more odorous.
Oh, lovely. What has been the response so far to Fart, a documentary?
Everybody's been pretty positive about it. There's a couple comments here and there that are like, I'm not going to watch that. Well, that's fine. It's not for everybody. But there's nothing really negative about it, which I'm really happy about. It is one of those weird kind of topics. But so far, it's been a great reception for it.
Oh, I know. We've all been talking about it in the Stateside room. Like, we're talking about the Fart movie this week. How can people check it out?
Well, it's on Amazon. Amazon has the DVDs. You can also see it on Vimeo. It's on iTunes, Vudu. So there's a number of online platforms right now, and we're hoping to get it on television in the next year, and we're actually going to be trying to sell it internationally as well.
The title is Fart, a Documentary, brought to us by Troy Hale, Michigan State University professor of telecommunication, information studies, and media, and the owner of Tricky Hale Films. Again, that film, Fart, a Documentary. Thanks for taking us where we never thought we were going to go on stateside, Troy.
No problem. Thanks for talking about it.